Last year, the gender wage gap between men and women working full-time widened year over year. It's the first time in 20 years, according to this annual report from the U.S. Census Bureau. With me now is Leslie Gill. She's president and CEO of Rung for Women in St. Louis. We've talked in the past. We talked during the pandemic about these kind of wage gaps and how women were going to try to recover after that. And it looked like there was some momentum. What do you think now, seeing these numbers?
You know, any gap is disappointing, right? And obviously, we're not moving closer to closing the gap. And so, you know, it continues to be a disappointment, but I will say that, you know, that's why at Rung for Women, we really do invest in training and careers that where women have historically been underrepresented, so that we can train them to compete in industries and sectors where men have, where it's primarily been men's work, right? And so, you know, I think, you know, a lot of the economists and a lot of the data looks at all sectors, and we know that there are some sectors that have historically been relegated to women. You have that occupational segregation, service workers, you know, caring professions, social work, hospitality, you know, and those are have always been lower paying roles and lower paying industries. And so our effort around getting more women into career sectors where men have, you know, historically been leading so that they can compete for those jobs and hopefully get equal pay is to me what's going to help close the gap over time. And we've got to get more diversity in certain sectors, technology, geospatial, manufacturing, especially. You know, we know that with the reshoring efforts and an aging population of men who are, you know, don't want to adopt technology and are aging out of the manufacturing sector, it's a really good on-ramp for women to move in and really compete with the men for the jobs of the future. And so, you know, I'm disappointed, but I'm not surprised, right? We're still feeling the effects of the pandemic. Some industries still haven't fully recovered, and those industries where women were leading, like retail, right? You go to a mall today, and malls close at 7 o'clock during the week, right? So we haven't seen the recovery in certain industries at the same pace that, you know, other industries where women have historically worked. We haven't seen that same recovery. We haven't seen an expedient recovery, is what I'm trying to say. And so, you know, it's, you know, the numbers are startling. You know, a 1 cent difference, while, you know, certainly is not in the right direction, I am not overly concerned. You know, there's still a gap. There's going to be a gap. But, you know, the way to solve that is to get more women into career sectors where they can truly compete with men and continue to encourage employers to publish salary ranges so that we know that we're, you know, competing and getting paid the same amount to do the same job. And so I think, you know, seeing more energy around those types of efforts will have a greater impact over time.
You mentioned that according to the latest figures in 2023, women working full time earned 83 cents on the dollar compared to men. That was down from a historic high of 84 cents in 2022. When we look at this, I'm curious if you know of any breakdown or maybe what you see anecdotally when it comes to, for example, women of color and their ability to compete, or whether that gap is even larger for them as it has been, you know, in the past.
I would imagine so, because, you know, the trends impact women of color, Latina women, adversely in every way, right? And especially when you think about service industry jobs, when you think about caretaking, you know, Black women, Latina women have primarily been in those fields, right? And so I would imagine that, you know, the gap continues to widen, but again, to my original point, more reason why we need to shift our mindset around the types of sectors that women are entering. Moving into sectors that, pay a family sustaining wage, sectors that have growth potential, sectors that, have great benefits and will allow, women to change the trajectory of their lives. Sectors that have, family medical leave and flexible work schedules so that, it makes the work more accessible for women, particularly women of color who are often, all women often sandwiched between, caretaking, caregiving, working, doing all the things. Having those sectors that allow for some flexibility, we're certainly starting to see that, right? Especially in, like I said, in industries like manufacturing, where there are multiple shifts, where, you can choose to work, 3 days on, 4 days off, right? So that you can still maintain that caregiving responsibility, but make a really great salary. And so, Megan, these numbers fluctuate constantly. And, we are still feeling the effects of the pandemic. We will probably feel that for at least the next 5 to 7 years. And, certainly depends on what happens. Are we going to hit a recession? What are the economists saying, right? So all of those factors contribute to the gender wage gap. But like I said, I would only be concerned if we weren't seeing movement, with women moving into sectors where we've been historically underrepresented.
So for our listeners who may not be familiar with the solutions that you present for women,
Sure,
tell us
sure.
about your program. And you have a new cohort
We
of women
do.
that you've brought in.
Yeah, I am so excited around our growth. So Rung for Women is a career accelerator, really helping women reskill and upskill post-pandemic, because that was sort of the urgency, right? We had women who were in isolation for a couple years because of the pandemic, women who lost jobs because industries closed and were, slow to regain sort of that re-entry. And so we are now really focused on getting women into careers where women have been historically underrepresented, like manufacturing. Manufacturing now is not our grandparents', old factories. There's tons of technology. They're clean, they're bright, they're state of the art. They're great places to work. They provide, really good flexibility, and they are great on-ramps for women to move into new sectors. And so our work is really focused on getting women trained and matched with employers who are going to have growth potential now and in the future in growing sectors in the region. And so, a lot of what we've learned came out of the Greater STL's 2030 jobs report. And we are just trying to make sure that we can meet employer demand with talent.
Leslie, thank you so much. Always great to talk with you.
You too. Thank you, Megan. Have a great day.